comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: development expert criticizes UPND for failing to resolve economic challenges. Brian Mondurile concerned over declining businesses due to load shedding. And in international news, death toll from devastating Indonesia floods passes 900.
Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Development expert Dr. Charity Musamba has observed that the ruling UPND administration has run out of ideas to address most domestic and national needs. Dr. Musamba has told Hot FM News that this situation has partly been driven by what she described as the reckless borrowing of the previous administration, noting that the effects of those decisions are still being felt today. She said while she sympathizes with the current administration, the UPND must take responsibility for the commitments it made to citizens and focus on rebuilding the economy. Dr. Musamba has further noted that the country appears to be running out of funds due to financial missteps by the former PF administration issues. She says the UPND has failed to resolve and is seemingly continuing on the same trajectory.
At a certain stage, it is not entirely the problem of government that we are running short of money to address most of our domestic and national development needs. It is the difficult context they found themselves, largely to account for the errors made about financial management, even especially by the previous government. This new government has found itself in a difficult situation, but unfortunately, they don't also seem to have a better idea of doing things than their previous.
2026 presidential aspirant Brian Mondurile has expressed disappointment that the UPND administration has abandoned the small-scale businessmen with the continued load shedding. Mr. Mondurile has told Hot FM News that despite Zambia having an electricity generation capacity of 3,800 megawatts, the UPND administration has continued exporting power. He notes that as a result, salon and barbershop operators as well as carpenters have continued to suffer under the ongoing load shedding. Mr. Mundubile says the UPND does not care about SMEs that have created their own employment, accusing government of denying them access to electricity.
We are in this situation of load shedding not because of the drought we had the other year, but because of the decisions this government took. They took the decisions of exporting power at the expense of the many suffering Zambians. The Zambians in salons, the Zambians in barbershops, in carpentry shops, steel fabrication, are the ones the government should have prioritized. They should have realized that the moment they failed to provide employment, many other youths took the initiative to employ themselves through this. But unfortunately, this government preferred to export power to their friends, foreign companies, at the expense of the locals.
Information and Communications Technology Association of Zambia President Dr. Clement Sinyangwe says existing cyber laws are sufficient to regulate online gaming and betting in the country. In an interview, Dr. Sinyangwe said there is no urgent need to introduce new legislation as current laws already address the digital and transactional components of betting platforms. He has explained that betting activities fall within cyberspace, meaning offences linked to gambling, can be handled under the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act. Dr. Sinyangwe has added that other laws, such as the Data Protection Act and the Electronic Communications and Transactions Act, also provide regulatory oversight for online betting operations.
When we talk about betting, what is involved in betting? Is it not some kind of transaction? So the ECT, I think, suffices. It's not always that when something comes, we have to rush and get the laws. But we've got enough laws within, so a few cyberspace laws can apply, data protection laws can apply, ECT can also apply. So what I'm saying is, we just need to visit different laws and see which laws can, you know, apply.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency has called for enhanced collaboration between industry and academia to ensure product safety and quality. ZICSA Regional Manager Domestic Quality Monitoring, Elias Kansembe, said enhanced collaboration between industry, academia and regulators is key to closing some gaps which have been identified by regulating entities and other stakeholders. Speaking in Lusaka yesterday when he represented ZICSA, Executive Director Gerald Chizinga, during a panel discussion at the inaugural Chemical Association of Zambia Indaba, Mr. Kansembe said there were challenges around the packaging of some products which could be resolved through enhanced collaboration between industry and academia. He has also called on manufacturers of products covered by compulsory standards to adhere to mandatory requirements before their products are introduced on the market.
As a regulator who operates with industry, we understand what this does and how much they do. We do understand that some of these are arising as a result of this lack of coordination amongst very, very important players. And even identifying some of the challenges that we have as a nation. So a stronger working relationship, particularly with academia, a stronger participation in the development of standards.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia Sugar Managing Director Oswald Magwenzi says the company is on course to upscaling its annual production to 500,000 metric tons in the next 3 to 5 years from the current 400,000 metric tons. He was speaking at the 34th International Sugar Organization Conference held in London from 2nd to 3rd December 2025 under the theme Sugar So Much More Than a Sweetener. The meeting was also attended by Zambia's High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, Machenje Makuzoka, as well as First Secretary of Trade at the Zambia High Commission in London, Yvonne Zulu. Mr. Magwenzi stated that Zambia Sugar's continued stellar financial operations with record profits of 2.6 billion kwacha in 2024 is as a result of the company's strong market position supported by a robust distribution network. He added that the company was committed to increasing sugar production with a firm commitment to workplace safety as well as investment in efficient technologies such as drip irrigation and synergistic surface irrigation and drainage.
International news.
The death toll in Indonesia from recent flooding has passed 900, with hundreds still missing. More than 100,000 homes were destroyed when a rare and powerful cyclone formed over the Malacca Strait last week, bringing torrential rain and landslides to parts of the Southeast Asian country. Efforts to reach people in areas that are still cut off are ongoing, with aid having to be airdropped into some places. The BBC has more on other stories.
At least 25 people have been killed and dozens injured in the Indian state of Goa when a fire ripped through a nightclub. Eyewitnesses say at least 100 people were on the dance floor when the fire broke out. Russia has carried out new missile and drone attacks targeting infrastructure in central Ukraine. The overnight barrage took place as talks aiming to end the war have intensified in Europe and the US. Elections are taking place in Hong Kong days after the deadliest fire.